of MRI imaging services, including authorizations for service and quick turnaround times. For scheduling and results, Halo Breast Care Center and Halo Diagnostics, the trusted name in advanced medical imaging for our community, located at 1720 Esplanade in Chico. Shout out to Halo Breast Care Center. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for supporting us. And once again, big shout out to you, our listener. With no further ado, let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
What's good? Y'all know the drill, talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, the soul possessor of the sickest Biggie Smalls pink button-up in the group, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. He claims 831, but his phone number starts with a 209. That's Rudy Vasquez!
Let's go, baby.
I mean, yeah. 831 till I die?
No, apparently not. Did you die a while ago? Yeah. You're dead? Are you dead right now?
I'm alive and well. Thank you.
I mean, I'm still rocking my 818, and I'll take my 818 until as long as I possibly can. I take pride in that.
818 till heaven's gate. Am I right? Let's go, baby. And of course, we got the guy who controls all the boards and stats and stuff, Stepman Brad.
A.K.A. Zach Wilson, A.K.A. the Book Club Bandit. Yay!
Have you heard about Zach Wilson?
Well, let's just start there. Yeah. All right, let's just start there. Okay.
Zach Wilson, the mother slayer.
He is my favorite. We're actually brothers now.
That's not where we were planning on starting the show.
Well, we're going to start there.
But let's start there. So
he made the mother of dragons his, you know?
No, but why don't you explain to the folks what actually happened? For people who aren't clued in to what's going on with
granted,
Zach Wilson.
Everyone, I'll have this with the preconceived notion. This is Zach Wilson of the famed BYU, the famed Mormon school.
Brigham Young University.
The famed school which forces all of their students to take a 2 years missions trip or something like that?
A year or two.
Something yes, like forces that. Them all to do this.
Famous alumni, Steve Young.
Steve Young. Got a lot of love for BYU. They do have probably one of the sickest mascots, because that tiger can dance with the best of them. If you've ever seen some of those dance routines, legendary.
That whole cheerleading crew can just dance like crazy.
Shout to BYU. For some reason, the Mormons can put it out. They can bust a move. The Mormons can bust a move out.
Well,
there.
They put out a lot.
They do. That is true. They have a lot of chances for talent to come out, you know?
Okay. So, Zach Wilson finds himself in some controversy.
Yeah, well, story's backs up. He has a longtime high school girlfriend that was through college for a period of time. Yep. They broke up some time ago, and now Zach Wilson's former teammate, best friend, I don't know, maybe former best friend, former
roommate,
yep. Is now with said ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Ooh, the pot's stirring right now, but it's only about to get thicker right now. All right, as Zach Wilson... by this information coming out about this relationship, and everyone on the internet is essentially slamming both Zach Wilson's best friend and ex-girlfriend for breaking code, because that's not a good look right there.
No,
no matter what.
No.
You, any one of you that's guys corporate. Goes after an ex, it's not a good look for your best friend. Never a good look.
So and the someone world, called her
a homie hopper.
Homie hopper.
Homie hopper.
She to
did not,
which she responded.
She reported, the only one that's essentially hopping homies is Zach Wilson with his mother's friends.
So... Hey. She is alleging that Zach Wilson was spending intimate time with his mother's best friend.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
It, no, it wasn't just friend. It was friends. I believe there was multiple
plural.
Friends. I think it was friends. Friends.
The whole book club. Whole,
yeah. Was, there we go. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
The book club. The book, got
there
it. We go.
The book right, club bandit.
Yeah. Yep. There it is. There it is.
Damn.
So okay. Zach Wilson, yeah, his recent status right now of you know,
that's goat status.
He hit
that's
some. Legendary. Yeah, she thought she was burying him. Instead, she resurrected him. You know?
So she goes to defend herself, and of course, now she has deleted Instagram because a lot of dudes are baboons out there, and we're like,
they're awful. We're awful. No, the internet is awful in general.
It's a terrible place to be.
Yeah, don't put yourself.
And so
out
a bunch
there,
of baboons came out and said, "Good for Zach Wilson." And and whatever your opinion is on that, awesome. Keep it to yourself. That's fine. But yeah, we just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I just had to do it.
We don't,
I mean,
we don't
Brad,
need to share opinions on it. It's just no,
that's
what
facts.
The story's on.
That is the objective.
These are the facts that are out right now.
Yes, these are what the objective way of we just came at it right now. We
yep.
didn't know anything else we could do. It just Zach Wilson, you know?
Jameer Ferdette, also famous BYU alum.
Another good BYU one.
And another Kings draftee as well.
Famed Shanghai Shark, Jameer Ferdette.
Yeah,
that's what we should always forever. Okay,
yeah,
Shanghai
good
Shark.
Call.
Okay,
good call.
Yeah.
Let's stay with college for a second because we had some crazy conference realignment over the weekend, or last week, I guess, the news broke that USC and UCLA will be joining the Big Ten. And my question to everyone would be, so who's this good for, right? Obviously for the schools that get more money on TV rights and all that. But honestly, like, who are we benefiting? And if you go through some of the recent history of conference realignment, and conference realignment's been going on since, what, the 90s? When the Big East first realigned. Remember the SWAC? We had the SWAC back in the day.
Mountain West.
Yep. All those schools.
Mitt Romney, BYU alum.
Yeah, there we go. Another famous BYU alum. I love it. Let's keep them going. But again, so going through the history of this, Nebraska leaves the Big 12. They're 29-15 in their last 5 years with the Big 12. They think they're going to roll in the Big 10. They go 28-12. Thought it'd be a little bit easier. Y'all having fun with that, Nebraska?
Ken Jennings, BYU alum.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
The Pac-12, they get a new commissioner. The commissioner promises that he's going to bring in Texas and OU. They ended up getting Colorado and Utah instead. Colorado, 8-29 in their first 5 years in the Pac-12. How's that going for you? Mile high? Far, long dead are the days of Cordell Stewart and that school meaning something. Texas A&M leaves and goes to the SEC. Texas and Texas A&M have not played in their rivalry game in 10 years.
Damn. Really?
Y'all enjoying that, Texas? Is that fun?
Wow.
And I guess the greater point I'm trying to make is this realignment stuff is pretty lame. It destroys some old school rivalries. And college football, they have rivalries like we don't really have anywhere else in American sports. The only thing we could compare it to is football overseas, where these teams have been playing each other for 100 plus years. Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to go the opposite route. I think it's better for football because we have UCLA,
okay.
USC going to the Big Ten that are way better teams in the Big Ten than the Pac-12. I don't want to see USC run up a 60th spot on, like, Washington State. You feel me? So I think it'd be better competition for at least those two teams going into the Big Ten.
Can you – no, and I didn't want to dismiss your point. I think, yes, is the competition going to be – tougher? Absolutely. Yeah. But that's kind of my point, right? Is as your team, let's say you are a USC fan. You just, what's homie's name that just came there from
Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley. You just paid him an ungodly amount of money. You just got one of the sickest quarterbacks in college football.
Caleb Williams.
And you're going to be in the Pac-12, and you were preseason ranked number one in the Pac-12, yeah. And now you're going to the Big Ten.
He went from cruise control to like, oh, damn.
Is stiffer competition better for you if you're a fan of these teams? Because I'd rather be in the playoffs. I'd rather be in my conference championships. Yes, sir.
Steve Young, BYU.
John, did I miss that? I'm sorry. I'm looking up stuff.
I started with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't.
Literally how we started.
Well, I just saw that John posted it, and it was like, okay, I'm going to mention what he just said.
Yeah, but John was all here.
Ruined now.
You were.
All
don't put this on.
I'm trying to look stuff up for the show, Tom. Darn it.
This was not your job, Brad. I was taking over. It's all ruined now.
Danny Ainge,
don't
BYU.
Say anymore, Brad.
Yeah, you're good.
You're banned. Done. I don't want to hear from you.
What I do want to hear from you about is name the schools in the Pac-10, if you would, real quick.
Now you want to hear from me? Okay. All right.
The Pac-10 or Big Ten?
Big Ten.
Okay, I was confused. All right. Big Ten right now in the Big Ten right now in the East is Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, and Indiana. In the West, it's Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, and Northeastern. Sorry, what? Northwestern. Wow.
So if I'm correct,
fuzzy.
I'm not the best with geography and pretty decent, but none of those schools are on the West Coast.
No.
So, yes.
I was going to say, but if you start bringing in a lot of these Pac-12 teams, you could actually start merging a lot of those, the Big Ten West over to the East, and then start bringing a lot of those Big Ten West with the Colorado, the California, and the Oregon, and the Washington.
But why would you do that? You just got the biggest market on the West Coast. This is about TV rights.
So you're saying have three conferences?
No, I'm just saying if you're the Big Ten, why would you want any of those other teams from the Pac-12? And if you're USC and if you're UCLA, it was a quick money grab. And by the way,
it makes
the time,
no sense.
All the time, the kids still aren't getting paid from the schools. Let's remember that. They get none of this TV money.
Yep.
And let's talk about it, right? We're thinking about football. We're thinking about basketball, the revenue-generating sports, right? These volleyball teams now have to travel to the middle of the country and across the country to play in tournaments, to play a Thursday night game.
Well, in tournaments, a lot of these teams already travel cross country.
Okay. They have to
league
go.
League games, yes. Or the conference
to play
games.
In
yes.
conference, yes. They have to go to Indiana. They have to go to Iowa. When they used to take a quick jaunt up to the Bay Area, shoot up to Washington, play in Oregon, go to Arizona. So these are the things we don't really talk about because we think about football, we think about basketball.
Yes.
But when it comes to the student athletes, right, they're having to be flown. The ones that aren't in revenue generating sports, who aren't making any money, are now having to travel.
Well, at the same time, you're wanting to be in a D1 college. Guess what? You're now getting the D1 professional experience, and you're going to go see other
There's
spots.
Nothing professional about it because you're not getting paid.
I get that. But at the same time, this is what D1 has always looked like. It just hasn't been for the lower end, like, sports.
But this is not how D1 has always looked like. What it looked like, it was regional most of the time. That has changed, and that's kind of my point.
In 2000s, yes.
That's my point, though, is we have changed so drastically, and I'm just wondering, who does this benefit? You're destroying rivalries. You're now having to fly across country, and it's all just a money grab, to which, again, the employees that people are tuning in to see don't get paid. It's just, it's all ridiculous, and I hate it.
I mean, they are getting paid. Just not by
some of them.
Yeah.
Jerome's point, I guess not by the school. Yeah, it's by outside parties.
Outside of school. Yeah. So they're all like, there are still making some money out there. Let's not discredit those people who have found a way to do it. But no doubt, most definitely, majority of these people are not making that type of money. And they're all just putting in through the ringer. And they're going to be essentially tossed and turned around because, again, like we're just, you know, reiterating the point, it's just a money grab for these schools to help bail them out of situations that they've caused. And it's just, it is unfortunate for the, some of these athletes, they might find some joy in it initially. Oh, this is going to be cool. We play in some of these really cool schools that have great heritage and history and whatnot. But you're going to take a huge toll on yourself, more so than you've been before, because traveling sucks.
You know? Traveling sucks for anyone. And no, then imagine getting off that flight and having to compete in a game and then have to come back and do finals.
You're going across time zones, too. You know, it was all regional. Everything, you know, the only thing that kind of sucked was like Hawaii, for the people on the West Coast.
But it's also like you have to now compete, and this is the unfortunate part, with what the SEC has been doing is starting to grab a lot of these teams from kind of their region but not in their conference. So a lot of these conferences are starting to now try and grab whatever they can, whatever's left. Because you look at what's up in the North area, not much D1 competition is in the North that you'd want to grab. You're not going to grab Montana. You're not going to want to grab South Dakota State and Montana State. Like, you're just not going to want to grab those teams. So you're going to try and find anything that's close.
We're headed for a super conference. That's where we're headed.
I feel like we're already there with the SEC.
Big Ten and the SEC. Right?
Yeah, yeah, the Big Ten's going to be the biggest one. Yeah.
It's just I really feel for some of these students who are the third, fourth string players on
They're
the football
getting dragged
team.
Along.
People on the non-generating revenue generating sports that aren't flying nice, right? Who aren't flying first class, that are flying with the rest of us. And having to go across the country to go compete in a polo match, right? Or whatever it may be. Like, I think it's ridiculous and I hate it. And I think we can move on. Are we good? Everyone's good? Does anyone have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're good. Derek, you've been watching a bleep load of baseball this year. More baseball than you have
probably.
In recent years.
I'm making up for Brad.
I'm going to go get some water.
Yeah, I'm making up for Brad's lost time.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to like.
Why has it drawn you in this much this year?
I don't know. I guess
I'm getting old.
Probably. It really is like the perfect sport to have on the background when you're not really trying to pay attention.
And you are a Dodgers fan.
And I am a Dodger fan. Yeah. And we're doing. We're
you're
fantastic.
It.
Yes. When our team
plus
is well,
155 run differential or something insane.
It is great to see, but I have to watch it to see how it goes because my night, like if they win, I'm good. I'm like, all right, I'm happy now. If they lose, it sucks.
I get it.
And no matter what, and there is something about baseball that, you know, it does bring me back a little bit. And
sure.
I, for a little bit, wasn't really, it was a little out of my mind with a lot of sports. But I think now, more so than ever, like I said, just I come home from work and turn on whatever the left of the baseball game is.
Whenever someone tells me they're a baseball fan, I just assume they have a good relationship with their father.
Something probably. Yeah. Play a catch. Yeah, always is a nice thing. I'm telling you, for everyone out there right there, playing catch is a solid way.
It's a great way to bond with anyone.
It's just great spending time right now. Throwing a ball and catching it. There's something just cathartic. No matter what.
I want to go and throw a ball after this.
I would be down for it as well. It's always a great time.
Yeah.
I played catch on 4th of July.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There you go.
Whether you got a mitt or not, you could throw a tennis ball, a football, a frisbee, a hacky sack. It don't matter. If you're just throwing to someone, they're throwing back to you. You're just chopping it up.
Playing toss.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I love summer.
It's a quality time. Yeah. And baseball is definitely just one of those classic. It's just a classic game. There's a lot going on too, and I think that's something that's also in the mix. Is the expanded playoffs has definitely added a lot of intrigue into this season. It has created an extra spot that creates teams that normally would be out of it now something to fight for.
The Giants, for example,
100%. And it's something that with baseball, as long as you get in the playoffs, that's all you need.
Yeah, all you need.
Because it is sheer dumb luck after that for the most part.
That and the Stanley Cup playoffs, right?
Those are
the two sports. If you can make it to the postseason, you can make it all the way.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what. You have seen time and time again teams come from the wild card, your Giants in particular.
Yep, done twice.
And make a run at it no matter what. Yep. And it just
Giants had a play-in game against the Pirates 1 year. Was that 14?
Did it against the Pirates?
Yeah. Now, remember, Andrew McCutchen was on that team.
Well, the play-in game is the wild card game.
Right.
Yeah. So
fair enough.
Yeah, so.
Well, they made the wild card twice then, I'm pretty sure. And it is, my bad.
Yeah.
You're right, it's not a series.
Yeah. Nowadays, with the way it is, it's going to be interesting with this wild card system because it is going to be a three-game series at the higher seeds.
It's not
stadium.
A play-in anymore.
It's not a play-in. It's a three-game series. It's all at the higher-seeded teams.
Stadium.
So if you had the worst record, you're on a home three-game series.
I like that actually. Yeah, I like that you get
instead of one game. That's
it is nice.
I kind of like
games.
The one game, but the three game makes more sense. Yes, sir.
2014, the Giants beat the Pirates 8-0.
Oh wow!
And we played in 2012 wild card game as well, didn't we?
2012? No, that was 2010.
No, 2010 we won the division because we won on the last day of the...
Okay, so then no. It doesn't show 2010, that's why I thought it was 2010. So yeah, we only played 1 year, or sorry, 2 years as the wild card, and the other one was against the Mets in 2016.
Oh.
So.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
You're
actually
very welcome.
Useful. Appreciate it.
I'm going to go back to mute.
All right, perfect. I'm going to fire some questions at you since you probably watch the most baseball, and we'll get to Brad over here in a second. Shohei Ohtani, is he the first half of the season MVP?
You want to say yes, but the Angels are trash.
Yeah.
They are trash.
How are you so bad when you have that freak and Mike Trout?
It's
the alleged best player.
There's only two players, man.
I know that, and they have no pitching. I mean, they brought in Noah Syndergaard thinking that he would be their ace, and unfortunately, Noah Syndergaard, he's not an ace.
He's old and he's hurt.
And, I mean, he can still be, if they're probably going to be sellers at this point in time right now. They're looking at that the way that especially the way the AL is brewing up. It is a fierce race out there. The AL East is a gauntlet beyond belief as all five teams are fighting for a playoff spot. Four of them are in. The Orioles have a legitimate chance at it. They have become this hot, hot team the Orioles have. They have a young core of guys that are really coming together now and a pitching staff that's finding their way. So the AL East has got five legitimate teams fighting for six playoff spots, which is just insane to think about. Not six playoff spots. There's, six playoff spots.
Six. Dodgers-Yankees, is that our World Series, in your opinion?
I mean, first half would say yes, it would be. I think you would, but again, second half season, a lot of baseball left. Anything can happen, but the Yankees definitely have they have a towering team. That lineup is disgusting, but they also have a bullpen that is filth, absolute filth out there. But they played this Red Sox series, and they showed fragility. They showed a crack, which is good to see. They're not perfect. You can't be perfect. The game is too tough. It's too long of a season for you to be what the Yankees are doing. They're going to cool off. They are cooling off a little bit from what their incredible run they were on. So this is going to be interesting to see how it comes. Again, the second half of the season is going to be a ton of fun. If you're not really into now, it's a good time, especially like I said, Giants fans.
All-Star break's perfect time.
Perfect
to get
time.
Into baseball, yeah.
Everything that comes in second half, it means everything now. You're going to have the trade deadline come up, which is just as juicy of a day as anything else can produce in sports. And the Giants, like I said, saved their season with this two-game split against the Padres. If you guys got swept by the Padres, you would for sure probably be selling.
Oh, yeah, it was over.
I called it right before. I was like, yeah, we're going to get swept, and that's it. But thank God, we won the past two games. We smoked them yesterday, I think.
12-0 and 3-1. Carlos Rodon, Alex Wood, both pitching fantastic games. Carlos Rodon,
complete game.
Won 12 Ks, I want to say, he had on it, so it was a fantastic day.
He's a strikeout machine.
When he's on, he can be absolutely, he's gas. He's gas, he knows what he's, and he attacks hitters, which is fun.
Yeah.
He doesn't dance around the bush.
He's fun to watch.
He works quick, and that's something that really gets the people really into the game, is you see that quick action.
Always.
Could so this is going to be a really fun second half of the season with the Padres. They're in a real sputter spot right now. This is not looking good. Their offense is atrocious right now. They need something to happen. It would be fun. As a objective fan, you want to see Fernando Tatis come back, because that would just be it's great for the game. I mean, as a Dodger fan, I don't want to see that happen, because I don't want to see him get close. I like this cushion we have right now, but...
Eight games up,
12.5 on you on the Giants. So this is we have a little bit of a cushion, but still, second half of baseball, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And especially the injuries right now. Every team is getting hit with them right now.
Weren't the Padres up 17 or 19 at the break in 2010? It was something crazy like that.
It was 8 or 10. It wasn't like...
Oh, wasn't
it? Yeah, it wasn't all that. I think it was like 8 or 10.
Well, that's how I remember it in my head. Because I remember...
It sounds so much better.
I remember going to the Giants game in 2010, and this Padres fan... We weren't even playing the Padres that day. And Padres fan getting in my face and saying they were up X amount of games. And it was the last game going into the break. And I remember being so mad and just wishing I had this guy's contact when we won on the last game of the season to get into the playoffs and take the division. And then go on and win the World Series. But I'm living in the past, which happens more and more as I get old. Sean Bradley, BYU alum.
There you go.
Wow.
Last thing, while we're on baseball, I just wanted an update from Statman Brad. You decided to take this stance this year, the solo stance.
Yep.
That we supported you. Even though we mocked you behind your back,
you supported me and said we're going to piggyback on your protest here, but we're all going to watch.
Yeah, well,
you're protesting for us.
Yes,
you are our protester. Yeah, we appreciate you're protesting
you're the
for TVP.
Lines.
Yes, I'm the front lines. Yeah. What would you like to say about that?
You're the only line.
No, I'm looking at Dro here on this one. I'm still going strong.
Still going stands. Okay. Minor league only is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've only watched minor league games.
Only minor league games. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
he asked me today, hey, you guys going to go to the Giants Dodgers game next year?
Because, I'm
next year.
No, next year.
We have a half of baseball left. There's like 80-something games.
I am itching so bad right now. I don't think you guys understand it. It's hurting.
Rivercats game.
I know.
It is hurting.
Awesome. I'm like, yes.
It's hurting right now, guys. I'm halfway through and I haven't watched a game.
You did this for yourself.
Yeah. I did. You know what?
And no one cares. but you're asking an update. I'm giving you the update.
Yeah, because I think it's hilarious.
But I'm telling you, it's
you're
a good
just
season
by
right
yourself
now.
Out
yes.
here.
And I'm standing strong on this one.
And baseball's putting on a good product.
This is like,
this,
yeah.
This is the most we've ever talked baseball.
If you want to watch baseball, come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Manfred might be a straight tool in a hot hot piece of douche, but I'm okay with watching baseball because it's great. And I'm granted, my team is, you know, the Dodgers are doing great, so it's nice, you know? It's nice.
Come back. No, I'm good this year.
Okay, hey,
it's hurting.
I'm glad. Hey, stay strong for CDP, okay?
It's hurting.
You're fighting our good fight.
Fighting the good fight on our behalf.
For the show, I know it doesn't matter, but you know what? For the show, I'm doing it. I'm fighting the good fight. I'm trying.
Do it for yourself.
I appreciate your activism. Yeah. It's, you know, BLM, MLB, the same three letters. It's all the same. You know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice.
I support both, you know?
I know you do. Yeah. I see you out there on the front lines, picketing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By yourself. It's lonely. I get it. All right, let's run through the Carolina Panthers' recent timeline with quarterbacks.
Yeah, look away from the screen.
It's
look away from
hilarious.
The screen.
You can't look over there, bro.
So the reason we're bringing this up is because they picked up Baker this past weekend. They traded for Baker Mayfield, and they just traded for Sam Darnold not too long ago.
2 years ago. Both for a bag of chips.
Yeah. Derek is our resident Carolina Panthers fan. Why would a guy from L.A. be a Carolina Panthers fan? Because Blitz back in the day.
Blitz back in the day, cool colors, great name, and that's all you needed back then.
I can't argue any of that. Cool logo, cool colors, fun team. All right, so we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So they've had a crazy timeline over the last 2 years with what they've done with quarterback. But we want to go back to the days of Jake DeLome. And see if you can name.
Are we going back to his start back in 2003?
Well, he was a long time starter for quite some time. Before that, there was, I believe, Chris Winkie. You had around like Kerry Collins was in there at one point.
Kerry Collins.
Oh wow, way back in '96.
Rodney Pete, I believe, as well.
Rodney Pete. 2002.
Yeah. See, we had some guys in there, but I want to say after DeLome. I believe it was Jimmy Clausen. You got to throw him in there.
In 2010,
We had Jimmy Clausen in there. Obviously, Cam Newton was going to be in there. We had a P.J. Walker.
That was 2000.
For a couple games.
Two games.
He was his XFL dude.
XFL man came in and
MVP. Saved. Yeah.
Yep.
We had, Kyle something, white dude that's now back up in Washington. Kyle Allen, thank you. That counts still.
The Ravens.
Obviously, Darnold and now Mayfield. Well, Mayfield hasn't yet to start a game, but Darnold is in there.
There's somebody with your name I'm surprised you haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, I know.
I know who it is.
There's somebody with your name.
Played for Arizona for a minute.
He played for the Browns, Cardinals, too.
And the Browns.
Why? What?
First name, same.
Oh, Derek Anderson.
Hey, there you go.
That was pathetic. That was
we
sad.
Gave you
yes.
Every clip.
Yeah, no,
you
know. Yeah, I was like, how? No, but yes, Derek Anderson. Quality.
You're like, there's only one.
There's going to only be one. And he spells it the same way, too, so I got to respect it.
Yeah,
so, Derek Anderson, of course, how could I forget that? Let's see. Oof. Now it's getting really thin for
Need
me.
Need some help?
That wasn't it.
No, there's a lot more.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We've had a lot of just like one or
Tyler
two.
Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah, Heinicke.
Or Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor.
We had Heinicke.
You had Heinicke?
Yeah, for a split second. Yeah, before he went to Washington.
Okay.
We've had a lot of those kind of guys, I want to say.
Y'all had David Carr back in 2007.
We did have David Carr.
Oh, you
Carr.
Did. Yeah.
Wow.
You
did have David Carr.
Did he start any games or was he just backup?
Four games. I think he started.
Yeah, he wanted to give us a couple. Yeah, we gave him one last shot.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, man, I feel like
Carolina started 4 games. He went 1-3.
Okay. Oh, I got to forget. Guy from Santa Clarita, my man, back up in number 8. Why can't I not think of his name? Went to Hart High School.
I got like 4 guys that I can think of right now.
Played in Miami for backup in Miami.
Ken Dorsey?
Not Ken Dorsey. No.
Is this good radio?
Hold up.
Tell me. Yeah.
Is it Vinny?
Vinny Testaverde. Vinny Testaverde. Yes. Go. Okay.
And then you have Matt Moore.
Matt Moore. That's what I'm thinking of. Matt Moore.
Brian St.
Matt Moore, the one.
That's
the one. Okay. Then you had Brian St. Pierre.
Okay.
No, he played one game.
Can't say I know that one.
And then the other one that maybe is Randy Fasani.
No idea who that one is. Okay, those don't count.
You know what? Speaking of the Valley, I got to give a big shout-out to our man John that we met in Tahoe. He ended up pairing up with us. for a golf round at Lake Tahoe Golf Course. He is from Granada Hills.
No way. There we go.
His daughter went to Granada Hills High.
Shouts to SFV, baby.
And he said, next time we're down there, give him a shout. He'll take us out for a round.
There we go. We got friends of the show.
Shout out, John.
818, baby. Let's go. And yeah, that's my Panthers quarterback knowledge, y'all.
There we go.
Yeah.
Can we just run through the recent history? Since they cut Cam Newton, what have they done?
So since they cut Cam Newton back in 18, you had Kyle Allen, 19. Teddy Bridgewater, P.J. Walker, Sam Darnold, and then they had Cam Newton back again in 2001 for five games, and then P.J. Walker again.
How did he miss Bridgewater?
Teddy Two Gloves, man. Yeah. Wow.
I thought you mentioned
him.
No.
Oh,
no? Okay.
Teddy Two Gloves.
It was too recent. That was way back.
That was 2020. Yeah. 2 years ago. So.
Well. That was fun.
I hope you're all still listening. I really do. I hope we didn't lose anybody. They're like, who are they? What are these guys they're talking about?
It's a minor league football team.
Whoa. Wow. We've been to 2 Super Bowls, dog. Okay?
Did you win?
I'm just saying. We've been to one more than Aaron Rodgers has been to.
Oh!
Facts.
I was hoping you were going to get there.
I like that. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yo.
I'll give you that.
The best meme of last week was Aaron Rodgers' tattoo, and it said,
you had an Aaron?
It said Aaron Rodgers to the tattoo artist. And it just says, you know when Kyrie be talking, and it's just a tattoo artist, say no more, fam. It's the most, have you seen this?
I don't think
no.
I
have. Oh, will you please look it? Please look it up.
I can't even
please look it up.
It
is amazing. Talking about practice, Derek Giroux, Rudy, Statman Brad, all in the building. Again, thank you for spending some of your evening with us. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at ID International. ID International can provide websites, logos, packaging, show displays, and social media strategies to help your business grow. Visit ID International online.
Andy Reid, BYU alum.
Wow.
Okay, so I was looking at that. Wow. Did he go to BYU or did he just coach?
Graduate assistant.
Because I was scared to. Yeah, I thought he was just a GA, right? But did he?
So.
I think he might have gone.
Started his coaching career.
I was talking too much, so I did.
No, he went to BYU.
You did go to BYU.
Yeah.
All right, good call. Okay. All right, there we go.
Made me second guess my list. Wow.
That's my bad.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit.
Again, FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. If you had to explain that tattoo you are looking at right now, sir.
It looks like the Illuminati with two lines looking at each other in the middle of a circle with a little, like one of those little Japanese fans on the bottom of it with also a circle sunset in between the fan and the lion circle.
So you understand the meme now.
Yes, and then you have like some, what is it, some chemical like connections up top.
Has he tried to describe what it's supposed to mean?
Not yet.
Zero clue, but you know.
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
It looks weird.
And knowing him,
I don't understand
this. When you get a chance, will you pull up the groupings for the celebrity tournament this past weekend in Tahoe?
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, excellent. Let's get everyone caught up with what's going on around the world. Derek Smacky has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Smacky has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, as a teaser for y'all, get ready because I'm going to have a little special guest on and the back end of this news to cover one special news story that's near and dear to this person's heart that we're going to have on. So get ready for that, y'all.
Okay, get ready. Looking forward to it.
But before we get to that time right now, we're going to take a little dive into the South in good old Nashville, where this eatery at Daddy's Dogs is offering you a free milkshake.
Mm.
With proof of vasectomy.
What?
What? Yep. That is right. As a way to draw attention to themselves, this hot dog eatery has offered you a chance to snip yours and you can get one of theirs.
Oh my gosh.
A milkshake, that is.
Is this just a one-time deal, or is it like a lifetime?
I mean, I guess you get. I mean, you get it reversed and then come back again and get a free milkshake. Just all keep like this. Switch force, you know, sip snap, back and forth, you know.
Pull a Michael Scott.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, in this day and age right now, where it's a some point in time, I'm sure you know, nice to be able to pump it out with not having any serious repercussions come your way, you know. So, you know.
Oh, man.
Make your juice stale while you get some of theirs.
That is
one of
the weirdest, like, oh, well, advertising ever.
That's what they're trying to do right now. So, hey.
At least they're trying, right?
If you're trying to get it for yourself a free milkshake, go ahead. Go ahead and clip them. And head on down to Nashville's Daddy's Dog.
Talk about free milkshakes. It is 7-Eleven. Go get your free Slurpees.
7-Eleven day, that's true. Yeah. Yep. And shout out to all the 7-Eleven workers that have to deal with all the
idiots like us.
Yeah, yes. So I'll go in there just for a free Slurpee and nothing else and demand so much more.
Wow.
All right. So Daddy's Dogs.
Daddy's Dogs, let's go.
Daddy's Dogs.
Daddy's Dogs. Wants you to make your hot dog worthless. All right, keeping it pushing. Keeping it pushing right now. It gets better and better. Actually, that was a good story.
That was.
That's pretty quality. That's pretty quality stuff right
Wasn't
now.
Wasn't expecting that one for sure.
Now, I don't want to draw attention to that guy, so I'm going to skip it over because I don't know about you. I'm a big fan of food. Loving my food.
Of course.
Willing to spend exorbitant amounts of money for food. You know, I'm willing to go out for a nice dinner.
Quality food is always precious.
Always worthy because you're always with other people, and food usually means quality time with people, gathering around the plate.
Exactly.
It's what we're designed for, I believe. You know, it's one of the true joys in life. At some point in time, though, it does get a bit ridiculous what some places try to do with their food. Now, there's this obviously New York eatery that tries to take it above and beyond the call of duty when they're giving you just a plate of fries. These fries top out at $200.
Damn.
The heck?
$200 plate of fries. Obviously, there's a lot of stupid stuff on there that's not worth $200. Yeah. And the fact that you would spend $200 on fries, slap yourself in the face.
Thank you.
Really. You know? Like, there's I don't care. Nice. No amount of fries should ever cost more than $200. No. I don't care what you're putting on them.
Nope.
What's your max?
Unless they're solid gold fries that I cannot eat, that I can store away and then melt into gold, then I don't want to spend $200 for fries.
What's your max for fries?
$10 if they're loaded.
Yeah,
with
I would say, good quality fry that's got something. If it's just fries, we're just talking strictly fries
right now.
$5.
I mean, that's a lot.
Seven to eight.
This is a big plate of fries too.
Yeah.
You know,
loaded. How about loaded?
It's a lot of quality. There's a lot of variables that go into this right now, but I'm not spending like $20, no mas. Unless there's on there.
Yeah.
You know, like unless we're having a full-on meal that I can share with other people.
Like, if it's a single, like poutine, you're going to be spending a little bit more on.
$15 for poutine.
Yeah.
I got some protein in there. I got an egg. Yeah, I'll go for it. Some gravy. Who doesn't love gravy? Sure. Cheese curds. Delicious.
Indeed.
Okay, you're not just getting fries.
Yeah.
We're getting fries.
More to it.
These are just like fries with probably, you know, some just stupid accoutrement on there. You know, like not needed. Not needed, and I just hope. I mean, it's just going for the rich and famous people who just want the clout.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at this. I just spent $200 on fries. Who cares?
I want to tell you where to put that, but I can't say that on the air. Okay?
Where the sun don't shine.
I hope those fries cause you severe constipation.
I'm sure they will.
Yes.
You know? I hope they just block
like
you up.
Gold flakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoever would eat gold, come on. Stop it. Okay. Last story for us right now. Like I did say, I got to bring up my guy right now. Coach O's coming in the wing right now. I got him in the wing. He's ready because we got some Tiger news out there. And you know, whenever it's Tiger news,
we gotta have
Coach O on to talk Tiger news. So some Tiger news with Coach O. Here we go. Coach O, you there?
What's up? Hey guys, go Tigers, go Tigers. Gotta love Tigers. We're in a good place with Tigers.
Yeah, Coach O, we got some good Tiger talk right now. Some good stories going on in the Tiger world.
Oh yeah. Good Tiger talk going on right now. A lot of good things happen to Tigers out there. We're looking at a couple of Tigers that just gave birth to a couple of new Tigers. So we got more Tigers coming in this world. Tigers on Tigers right now. Tigers getting busy. Tigers producing. It's a beautiful thing. Tigers are coming around. So we got a Sumatran Tiger produced two more Sumatran Tigers. It's a beautiful thing right now. Beautiful act. Beautiful thing. Life right there. Tigers coming into this world. We need more Tigers. Tigers are endangered. If you don't have any Tigers out there, I can't say go Tigers. If there's no Tigers, there's no go Tigers. We have to have Tigers to have go Tigers. So all with the Tigers. Gotta love Tigers. And we appreciate any time Tigers do the dirty and reproduce more Tigers. All right? Tigers need to do it to keep more Tigers in this world. Because I want to say go Tigers forever. Go Tigers forever.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate that. Do you know have any more information on where those Tigers maybe were conceived?
Oh, yeah. Good old Erica right here in OKC, Oklahoma, producing some quality Tigers out there. That's near Tiger Country. You know, near Tiger Country, we produce fertile Tigers. These are fertile Tigers out there in Tiger Country. So, shouts to the Sumatran Tigers. Keeping that number going. Keep pumping, boys. Keep pumping. That's what I'll say. Go Tigers.
Hey, Coach O, we appreciate your time coming
Thank
in
you,
here.
Coach
and that was great.
Yeah,
great
thanks,
Tiger
Coach.
Talk right now. Yeah. Good to know that Sumatran Tigers are on the uppity up.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing right
I
there.
I had no
yeah.
idea
yeah,
we were going to get Coach O.
That was a good surprise.
Yeah. Nice little.
Yeah.
Nice little
I love whatever yeah, Coach O joins the show.
Personal,
he needs to join more often.
He's
now
a personal yeah. friend. Personal friend nowadays.
We got to call him back. Maybe at the end of the show, I have more questions for
Maybe more Tiger questions, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Tiger facts with Coach O, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And that's the news?
That's the news. Yeah, yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I can't go any more than that. Yeah,
right, yeah. Cool. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent. Every week we enlist her help to class up the show and cover the sports we're not paying enough attention to. And man, this past weekend, Wimbledon, huh?
Yeah, wild. Mostly, sort of, kind of.
Well, on the men's side, yes, but, you know, more of the same.
Yeah, exactly. So this weekend it was Wimbledon, and sort of no surprise, Nick Kyrgios was there at the end, and he was playing against Novak Djokovic. Kyrgios looked good coming out. He won the first set, was looking great, and then kind of par for the course. Guy falls apart, falls into a rage. Djokovic ends up winning his fourth Wimbledon in a row. It's his seventh overall. It's his 21st Grand Slam. The guy is a little over 35, and he's looking incredible still.
Can you put that into some perspective for us? When we have three of the all-time greats all competing in the same era, like if we were to put it in basketball terms or another sport, like could you give us a comp?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't know, because it is so incredible. It would be like if there were three Tiger Woods playing at the same time, maybe. But yeah, tennis is a little bit different in that. But yeah, it would be like just if the three greatest teams took turns winning every year for like 10, 15 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's just, and literally no one else won.
It's incredible. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just have to ask this question. Stepman Brad, why are you looking up the U.S. dollar right now?
Well, because of golf earnings last week or this weekend. And I'm actually kind of shocked to see that the dollar is actually almost next to the euro and the pound.
All right. Well, has nothing to do with anything.
Yes. I don't know why you even asked me. It was my own personal research over here. That was on you.
Got to love Statman Brad. Going to the stats that don't matter.
No one
Aaron,
asked
I'm
for.
Sorry for that
All
one.
All right, Aaron, let's get back
Goodness
on
gracious.
Sorry. I'm just wondering what show he was doing. I was like, what are we researching?
You know how many stats I actually look up that don't get used? A lot. A lot.
We've all noticed.
Yeah.
We've all noticed.
We should give Brad a segment every week and just say, Brad, give us two stats you looked up this week that you didn't use.
Yes.
You know what? There you go. That's great.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. Look, Aaron is producing the show now. You're hired.
Hold up. Most of my ideas get shot down here.
You didn't come up with something that good.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Aaron just brought up using your useless ideas as content. Have you ever thought of that?
And that's
yes,
producing.
I have.
That is called producing.
101.
That is a great producer.
All right. I'm sorry to cut you off, Aaron. Let's get back to Wimbledon. So Nick Kyrgios, let's talk about him for a second, because this guy, he's kind of a maniac. He's super entertaining. And it's just like, it seems to be he's like one of these guys who's like, yeah, I could be great, but I'm playing against three Michael Jordans. Yeah. So I'm good just making the money and, like, partying. Because after Wimbledon, he was out clubbing after he finished in second place, which is awesome.
Which he should be doing.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, what else are you going to do?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you can do other things.
Everyone's giving him a hard time. Like, he's got a temper. He was fined, like, 15,000 pounds over the course of Wimbledon, which was... I was trying to find if there was a record. I couldn't find one, but it's pretty close to the most ever. He did drop an F-bomb in front of Prince George, so that's a big fat no-no. But, you know, like, mad props to him. Tennis can be a real snobby sport. And you know what? If you're going to drop an F-bomb while you're playing at the highest level of tennis, like, cry me a river. Don't bring your child to a game if you don't want him to hear an F-bomb.
I am always a staunch supporter of hating on tennis because the simple fact their scoring system makes zero sense. Love, what does that mean? Love 15, what? Deuce, what? None of it makes sense. Stop it. Give us real points that matter, not this makeup BS right there. Come on, tennis. I don't get it. I really don't. Like, what is love? What? Where did that come from?
Sorry. They give you a purposely difficult score to understand so not everyone can understand. They alienate their fans. You know, they only want top tier.
And you only wear white at Wimbledon. Like, come on. That's lame. All right? Yeah. All right? You get grass stains on. All right? Come on. All right? Yeah.
Okay. We're over you. We're over you. But we're not done with you yet because we haven't talked about the women. What happened on the women's side?
Yeah. So with the women, it was Elena Rybakina of technically Kazakhstan. She was Russian-born, but she switched to playing for Kazakhstan a few years ago when they offered her more money.
Very nice.
So I'm like, great for her. But the best part was that after she won, Russia came out and was claiming, you know, she was their product. And, you know, you might have kicked us out and not have let us play in Wimbledon, but look, we won anyways. I mean, they're not 100% wrong, but also... You know, leave it to Russia.
Yeah.
To make us hate them more.
She's really ours, Oh, thank you, Brad. Sorry. Yeah.
No, we're good.
Yeah. We're good.
You got anything else for us on Wimbledon?
Nope, that's it. We've got the U.S. Open is coming up in August, and Djokovic is currently not sure if he's going to play because you have to be vaccinated, and he is a staunch anti-vaxxer. And so instead, he's going to release his documentary the weekend that the Open starts. So
there you go. Keep all eyes on you right there, Novak.
Classic LeBron James passive aggressive move. Great move.
That's 101 LeBron James right there.
He learned from the best. Goat behavior. All right, Aaron, as always, thank you so much. Excellent as always. And we will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron. Later. Thank you. Jim McMahon, the Super Bowl Shuffle.
There you go.
BYU alum.
Love it.
All right. Rudy, I recreated a drop for you, and I forgot to export it, so we're going to have to wait till next week.
I got excited for no reason, bro.
Wow. That's rough.
I like to promise and under-deliver.
He just brought me down, dude.
Yeah, I apologize. Rudy, 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 Rudy's picks, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty, guys. It's a new week. That means a new dollar. So, I got the Yankees this week against my favorite team to bet against, the Cincinnati Reds. I'm going to roll with them for the sweep and the over in every game.
Wow.
And then I got faith back in my Giants. They owe me a lot of money because I've lost a lot of money on them. So, we are playing a three-game series against them at home against the D-backs. And then I'm going to throw some quick golf bets for you because it the Open this weekend at St. Andrews. I got Cameron Smith to win it all at plus 2,800. Cameron Smith top 10 at plus 1,100. And then I got our boy, Kurt Kitayama.
Thank you, yes.
Show native. Last week, he almost pulled off a miracle. Yep. Guess what his odds were to win it? Just guess.
Wait, this past week or this week?
This past week.
Minus 20.
No, I'm going to say
plus 35,000.
Plus 2,500.
Plus 34,000.
Yep.
What?
34,000. I got him on Thursday when he got in second place.
Did you already know this?
He told me this.
Yeah.
I got him at plus 4,000.
You're a jerk.
I got him at plus 4,000 when he was in second, and he finished second.
Wow.
Would you bet him on just to make top three or top five?
No, to win the whole thing.
To win the whole thing, yeah. Down five strokes, and he comes back five strokes really fast.
We need to get him on the show, man.
I've been trying. I've been trying to...
Try harder.
Well, you know, I'm doing
this. So, Kurt Kitayama's plus 14,000. We're rolling with him. Jordan Spieth at plus 1,600. McIlroy plus 1,200. And missing one, Ricky Fowler. He had a killer tourney. I think he's at plus 1,800. So
wait, to win it or for what? Top 10?
To win it. To win
he's plus 1,800 to win it?
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler?
No. Plus 10, plus 4,200 to win it all.
So, I was going to say, there's way plus too... 10, well, plus Ricky Fowler is thank not you, good enough you, at all yeah. to be having those type of odds.
Thank you.
No, I feel like these would be low odds here, but can you actually bet for somebody to make the cut?
Oh, 100%. So there's...
Bet Kurt. On this one. No, I'm going to tell you, he's missed the past two. He's going to make this one.
Yeah, so there's making the cut, plus top 25, top 20, plus top 10.
Top five.
Top five. And then there's matchup between.
Yeah, of course.
Paired up against.
There you go.
And those are always the fun one is the pair-ups.
Yeah. But at the same time, you never know. What's his name that got paired up with Kirk Kitayama on the last day? He had, what, six over? I forgot who he was paired
six
up.
Six under or six over?
Six over.
Six over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't pretty.
I think it was Woodland, and he was in the top five. Nope. Anywho, but
I really hope his middle name doesn't start with a K.
Let's move on.
It doesn't. But okay. I can tell you that right now.
While we're on the subject of golf, on the rundown right now, boys, is the celebrities that participated in the celebrity golf tournament this past weekend in Lake Tahoe. I want you boys to look up that list. Because we're going to bring back an old segment, our Friday foursome here in a little bit. So pick three celebrities you would like in your grouping. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. Also, we got to go to that tournament next year. I had some buddies that went this year and just had an absolute blast and got to party with all the celebrities and have a great time. So we'll do that. But first, a brand new but brief Player Haters Ball.
The Player Haters Ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
Elon Musk. Enough with this guy. Enough with this dude, all right? I'm done with him. Okay, you make big fuss about buying Twitter. And, okay, cool, whatever. All these rumors he's going to let Trump back on, which whatever, that's great, good for you. All this fuss about nothing. Classic Elon Musk style.
Yep.
Y'all remember the Hyperloop? The train that was supposed to get us from LA to San Francisco in 2 hours or whatever it was? Where's that?
Yep. Well, they're doing it now to Fresno or whatever.
Who wants to go to Fresno?
I know. It's not really Fresno, but it's like actually they're doing a stupid train that's like literally the middle of nowhere.
What happened to Hyperloop? Where's his society on Mars? Brad drives trucks. He's still employed. What happened to putting all the truck drivers out of business, Elon?
It's not looking pretty on that end, by
this
the way.
This guy's a real... He's a classic ideas guy. He's got all these ideas. And besides Tesla, what has he done? Anyone?
PayPal. SpaceX.
What has SpaceX done? Have you heard?
Did he do PayPal or did he buy PayPal?
I'm pretty sure he's an inventor. Okay. Yeah, that's how he got his money.
Wow.
Okay, well, what else? Do something. What has he done lately?
What has he done for society lately?
Okay, great. He's the richest man in the world. This dude just spent $1 billion not to buy something, which is everything that's wrong with capitalism. I love the idea of capitalism. I love the idea of a free market, but... When you got rich white dudes paying $1 billion not to broker a deal, that's insane to me. I do owe rich white guys an apology because I would like to be one day. I know I can never be full white, but rich white guys that just have bad days when no one else would consider that a bad day, minor inconveniences or bad days, that's how I want to be when I'm older. So I do respect that, and I got a lot of love for y'all. But Elon Musk, enough with this guy. I'm done with him. Player Haters Ball, y'all.
Cascade, former BYU attendee.
No way! Yeah. The DJ!
Wait.
No kidding!
Yeah.
No. Bay Area representer. There He's out go. Of San Francisco by way of BYU. Who would have known? Interesting. That's good stuff there, Derek.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so during the pandemic, we did a lot of podcasts, and we had a lot of time to kill because there's no sports going on. So one of the ideas we came up with, every Friday we would drop a pod, and we would do a Friday foursome. So we would pick a random gathering or a random category of people or things that we would golf with. So foursome, obviously, you plus three. This past weekend was a celebrity golf tournament, and I just threw this at you guys. So we're going to pick from these celebrities who we would have had in our foursome. So I know I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do and just say Steph Curry.
His dad and his brother.
His dad and his brother, because that'd be too obvious. So I'm going to start
with Steph Curry.
With Michael Pena.
Mm. Oh.
Guy's hilarious, brings a little diversity, a little Latin flavor to my grouping. And then I'm going to go with Charles Barkley. Chuck is a man of the people. I've had multiple friends who have met him at this tournament. I had friends who met him this past tournament. I have friends who have worked with him. And everyone says no one is more gracious a celebrity and fun with their time. Word on the streets is Charles Barkley bought 300 Coronas for a bunch of people this weekend and unlimited tabs, just unbelievable amounts. So Chuck's going to be in there. Right. So I got Michael Pena, Charles Barkley, and Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton, just because he seems like a good time. And he's not Steph Curry, because I think everyone thought that's where I was going. Who's up next?
I'll go right now. I got mine. Yeah. So I'm starting off mine. I wanted to go Michael Pena. I saw that. But I'm going to go Rob Riggle. Gotta love Rob Riggle.
Good one. Damn, Rob Riggle's that's a really good one.
Quality entertainment right there from Rob Riggle. He does have some great moments in the world out there.
Pow!
Very good. Pow. After that, I'm going to go Pat McAfee.
Nice. Let's
I like Pat McAfee. Yeah. Pat McAfee is a really entertaining guy in any way, shape, or form. He really puts on a show. He's got a great take. He's a great commentator. I really hope they get him in the booth more often. He really brings a certain energy and fire that's unmatched by anybody else. And then for my own personal love and affair, Paige Pranick. She's a golf influencer. Yeah. She's gorgeous. So that's
she
mine. Yeah,
sexiest
that's mine.
Woman alive. Apparently.
Yeah, she was. Yes.
Rudy, you got yours?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Have to go with the GOAT, Jerry Rice.
All right.
Second one has to be... Oh, my God. I just saw him. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Second one... JT, Justin Timberlake.
Heard he's a jerk in person, but go ahead.
You never know till you know. Yep, and then Travis Kelce seemed like he was having a great time doing all his beer bongs out there.
Yeah.
So I think he likes a party. So, yeah.
I like it.
Those are my three.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Statman Brad.
I'm going to go with Josh Allen just because of the Buffalo Bills connection. I feel like he would have a good time there.
What's
your
the
Buffalo Bills
connection?
Because he played for...
What's
Buffalo?
Your connection?
No, I'm just saying, like, him being playing for Buffalo, like, him being around those people there. Y'all are trash.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does, because I want somebody that actually parties and has a good time on the golf course. That's
you
what I'm looking for right now.
Are not from Buffalo. You're not a
no,
Buffalo
I'm not.
Bills fan.
But his Buffalo You're Bills connection. I don't have a connection, but he has a connection, and I want him to bring that energy to the West Coast.
When you say it that way, it's very like, the wording is way off in the way you put that. It made it seem like, oh, I'm a huge Buffalo. I'm from Buffalo. I've lived in Buffalo my entire life. I've been a huge Buffalo Bills fan.
You know what?
That's the Buffalo Bill connection I'm talking about.
I apologize.
Yes,
for the I apologize for the miscommunication. Can
terrible.
I continue, please?
No, you can't. Actually, let's move on.
So this is wait. Okay,
no,
cool,
good.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When somebody cuts me off from my foursome.
Oh man!
Get him in quick, dog.
Small one. Oh, all right.
Wow.
I got a quick one.
Okay.
You got one.
Go for
all right.
It.
I got a quick one.
Go for it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Service fees. Just put it in the price of the tickets. Don't hit me afterwards and tell me $248 tickets. My total is now $175.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Just put it in the price of the tickets. Let's not play these games. Derek?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah, hitting home runs off position players, they shouldn't count.
Yeah, I agree.
They really don't. Yeah. Like, that's pathetic.
Softballs
really,
out there, dude.
Stop it. Yeah. I get it. You get the numbers up, but no, stop it. Those don't count home runs. Sorry.
I mentioned my my love for rich old white men, and I never understood why they complained about this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Taxes.
Yeah.
I always had a job that made cash on the side somehow. And now I don't, and oh my God, I get it. I get what y'all were talking about. I can't even imagine making like real money because it is infuriating what this government is doing with my money.
Yeah. Especially Cali, man.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't even get a say in where it goes. Anyway, you got one more?
No, we'll save it.
All right, we'll save it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to do it for us. It's been real. We'll catch y'all next week. Make sure you go check out the pod. We're dropping a bunch of new stuff here this week. I have an interview coming out this week that I feel y'all are going to love. So check for that. Talking about practice wherever podcasts are